This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us from the Lucas Band, among many other projects and expressions with his songwriting and performing, Luke Munns, thank you for chatting with us.
Hey, great to speak to you, Laura.
The COVID crisis has put a lot of us in unusual situations and circumstances. For you as a musician, as somebody whose creativity and lifestyle really revolves around and on a stage and a studio, what does it look like for you to be away from some of those spaces during this time?
Yeah, well, it was crazy when it happened. I guess, at first we weren't sure whether to take it seriously or not. But then all of a sudden, I was getting these text messages saying this tour is cancelled and this event's cancelled. And basically everything went on hold. And then, a lot of musicians like me and my brothers who are in the music industry and a lot of friends were like, what do we do? Do we go into Centrelink, So basically what ended up happening out of it is it started new conversations and a lot of, innovative kind of projects and just different recordings, different videos all started coming out of the pipeline. And so obviously you guys have all seen that there's a lot of these kind of lockdown video projects coming from all different musicians. So I've been a part of a bunch of those, which has been a really cool twist, a cool surprise.
Mm. Dealing with the initial panic, though, of your livelihood being affected in that way, how did you process that as a family? I don't imagine that was easy.
Yeah, I remember the moment where I was here with my parents across the dinner table and I was like, all right, I'm on the dole file. But I think it was a little bit soul-destroying because I think so many of us were charging along, phone calls, emails, text messages coming out of our ears. I think a lot of people were affected a lot more than I was because some people, they don't work in the studio. They just do live or they just do photography or they just do, events. And so I think those people were a lot more affected. But, thankfully the government helped us all out with JobKeeper and JobSeeker and all those things. So, yeah, it was big for everybody. I know some people did well in it. Some people got really smashed by it.
Mm. It is a time where we are really grateful for Australia, for the position that we're in, maybe compared to some other countries too, and looking at how we can support people. But you mentioned a lot of the lockdown projects that have been coming out of this time. I have been so encouraged by the song The Blessing and what you guys have done with the Australian version, the UK, Sweden, Canada, Singapore have done with their own takes on this song. Tell us about how The Blessing Australia came about.
Yeah, well, it was amazing. So I guess I saw The Blessing UK first and obviously the Carrie Joe one first, which is so anointed and impacted you a ton of bricks when I'm sure when you first saw it too.
Mm.
But yeah, so basically saw the Tim Hughes one and the thought popped into my head, maybe I should make an Australian one. Then I was like, oh, it's going to be a lot of work. So anyway, I sort of just thought about it and prayed about it. And then anyway, over the next week, about five different groups all decided to start one. Which then the conversation came to me is who's going to make this? How's it going to happen? Can it be all combined? Can we all do this together? So I just kind of got brought in by some friends at Soul Survivor who are amazing and just basically I just finished their EP at the beginning of this year. Mm. So it's kind of who can handle all the files, who can do all the downloading and the putting it all together and the syncing of everybody's singing. And I was like, oh, I'm up for it. So kind of how I got involved, and we've got an amazing team from all different churches. I think there's about 12 to 15 of us all kind of working on this behind the scenes.
Mm.
And it's come together it was a real unity project. It's been amazing.
And calling it a unity project is so perfect. And I think right now with everything that we're seeing going on in America particularly, but what has really spilled out around the world, around discussions of race, discussions of unity, discussions of cultural identity, having a song like this that showcases so many different branches of the church body. You see in there the Catholics, you see the Pentecostals, you see the Salvation Army guys. There is everyone in a lot of ways represented, our Indigenous church culture as well. What sort of significance did you see that having when you first were putting it together? Why did you want all of those voices in there?
Yeah, look, I think in the past we've been sort of in the Christian scene, we've been a bit skeptical of each other. We've looked at each other's differences and said, I don't understand or I don't like that. But I think the powerful thing with this project is that we just decided straight up that we weren't going to have a bar of that, that we were going to bring everybody together and we're going to start to ask each other questions about how do you do that? Why do you do that? I spent an hour on the phone to a Catholic friend of mine just going what's the incense that you swing and what does it mean? And how do you guys do communion? communion, and so it was really powerful. And then we ended up getting to meet some nuns in St. Benedict's Cathedral in the city. We got to meet an amazing Indigenous man called Rebus, who's up in Tweed Heads, and another young Indigenous boy who sings on it called Budjara. And then obviously Hillsong got involved, and Planet Shakers, and the Anglicans, and everybody, I can't mention everybody, but everybody was keen to get involved. And even from the point of view for me that, you know, you'd never see even some of the Pentecostals working together, let alone now throw in the Catholics, now throw in the Anglicans and the Protestants, and, you know, everybody that used to be so segregated and sort of, you know, questioning each other and sort of keeping to their own camps has really come together around the name of Jesus. And that's like super powerful for me. And I really felt God like push me into that. Like when I was praying, God, do you want me to do this? Is this a way that you want me to spend a month of my life? I felt like this resounding yes from heaven, and then not only that, we didn't realize, but all the other projects were happening in the background. We didn't know there was going to be, you know, 100 of these done. Mm. So it was sort of like it was the Carrie Job one, the UK one, and then we started ours. And then since then, all the other ones have come out of the woodwork. And there's also one starting in New Zealand, which is pretty incredible.
Isn't it amazing that one song has just circled the globe in so many unique ways? The original one with Carrie Job, I saw, has over about 3 million or something views on that one. And then you add that to...
I think it's 15 million now. Ooh. I think it's gone up quite a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you think of what it's had, what all of the others have had combined. This song is, and its message is really getting such reach. What is it about the song The Blessing that you think has drawn such interest from people and means so much to people at this time?
Yeah, look, I think it's a bunch of things. Like, it's actually a very selfless song in that it's just straight scripture put into a song, put to a melody. And it came out of a spontaneous moment where Carrie and her husband, Cody, and Chris Brown from Elevation, Stephen Furtick, they were just sitting around trying to come up with something for their conference. And then this sort of just got birthed in like a spontaneous prophetic moment. And then so from there, everybody that's grabbed onto it really just sort of like said, you know, like there's nothing for me to get out of this, but I'm just going to throw my weight, my creativity, my effort into this big global movement. Mm. And I think everybody's got the same heart in that, you know, I think God's chosen this song and has birthed this movement. I can just imagine that the fragrance of worship and unity going into heaven right now would be like nothing we could ever imagine. So I think everyone's just really excited to be part of this thing and to just get rid of all the walls, get rid of all the differences, and stop saying like, I don't like you because you're different to me, but saying like, I love you. Let's be part of the body. Let's be part of the bride and celebrate and love each other as the body of Christ. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's a really special song and it's really, really amazing timing. Probably, I mean, God knew, right, the timing of it being, the original song being released just before the pandemic hit, and then now its message and its scripture being spoken over everyone as we go through this season. Luke, thank you for what you were able to do with the Australian troupe. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. It's been a blast.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.